The last of a rare breed, the typewriter repairman.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Range, stories about where we live and the people who live here. I'm Tom Schein. Coming up, we talk to a man keeping a nearly extinct technology alive almost single-handedly. And we discuss the persistent wage gap that exists between men and women in Wichita. But first, let's get down to business with these headlines. Many people wondered what direction the Innovation Campus at Wichita State might take after John Bardo died last March. The former WSU president was the campus's founder and its biggest champion. This week, we got a hint of its future, which looks a lot like its past. The tech company NetApp announced it would move its headquarters and roughly 600 employees from North Rock Road to the Innovation Campus. Spirit AeroSystems took another body blow this week when Boeing announced the grounded 737 MAX would not fly again until the middle of the year. That means Spirit, which already laid off nearly 3,000 employees this month, will have to survive another 5 months at least without its largest revenue stream. And Wichita's new baseball stadium will offer all the traditional game day foods, hot dogs, peanuts, and fry sauce. Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers will be among the stadium's offerings this spring. No word yet on what fry sauce might taste like on Cracker Jacks. It's hard to find an office today with a typewriter. Even harder to find someone to repair that typewriter. Mark Midkiff began fixing typewriters more than 40 years ago when he was 18. He still does, for $85 an hour at his East Wichita home. But he's among the last of a vanishing breed.
I've done it so long, they tell me what's wrong with it. I've got it fixed in my head already because I know what area I need to be looking at and adjustments to make. So if somebody else were to come in, it never really messed with them. They'd just be lost. Well, I had an engineer from WSU come in to the store, and he wanted to buy a motor belt for one of these. And I said, I'll sell you the belt for $15, and for $45, I'll install it. He goes, I'm an engineer out at WSU. I can take care of it. I said, all right, but when you bring it to me in a box, it's going to be $150. A week later, he brought it to me in a box, and it cost him $150, and I was surprised we could put it back together. He took stuff apart that was nowhere near needing to come out of that thing. It was the funniest thing. He hated to come back in, too. When I started in 84, we had the Selectric 3 had came out, and we were selling them for $860 a piece, and we couldn't get them in fast enough. And everyone that came in, we'd have to take them covers off, oil them, adjust them, and send them out the door. And then 2 or 3 years later, the word processor came out, and it just knocked the socks off of it. It just practically stopped. Just seeing the customer's face when they finally, I mean, they've been looking for, some people been looking for 2 or 3 years to get them worked on. They said, it's just been sitting down in the basement. And sure enough, they're rusted up messes. They finally find me. These are good old machines.
Mark Midkiff, by the way, doesn't own a computer. You can see photos of him at work at KMUW.org. Women continue to earn less money than men for doing the same work. Women of color often fare even worse. And analyst James Chung says the gap is particularly bad here in Wichita. Kara Hunt of Delta Dental of Kansas is among those leading an effort to change that. For this month's In the Mix, Hunt spoke with Carla Eccles about the importance of helping to build wage equality.
Kara, on average, women in the U.S. are paid only 82 cents for every dollar paid to men, and the gap widens for most women of color. What did the numbers look like in Kansas and in Wichita?
We actually have gone up a little bit over the last year, which I'm very pleased about. So currently now, women make 79 cents per dollar, and Kansas ranks 36, which is up from 77 cents and 42nd last year.
So what does that mean, I mean, in the overall scheme of things?
We still have a long way to go, but I'm pleased to hear that we're making some progress. Initially, when James Chung came, which is actually what got me started about this, I was very concerned about recruitment and retention. Obviously, that's my day job. This project for me is a volunteer passion, but it was something that I saw we needed help with, and so I decided to start working on that. And actually, I attended one of James Chung's Focus Forward sessions. That was one of the findings from the Chung Report, was that this is an area that we really need to improve, that we're exporting a lot of our talent. And I felt that salary negotiation was an area that could hopefully help start closing this gap. If we started providing training to women and diverse women, that we could hopefully retain and attract some of this talent so that we could stop losing it to other cities.
What is the long-term impact on women in terms of the gap itself?
That's very shocking, actually, when I started looking at that. The Law Institute looked at over a 40-year career. Overall, women could lose about $400,000 compared to men, but when you start looking and breaking that out, Black women could lose about $946,000, and Latina women could lose over $1 million compared to men, so a significant cost over a 40-year career. And I think in the Chung Report, it looked at our economy as losing about $176 million a year by this wage gap.
What are people missing when they do go and ask for a raise?
Sometimes I think when they go ask, it's an emotional ask versus a data-driven ask. And I think if you have all the information in front of you, that's not a guarantee that you're going to hear a yes. But I think when you go in and you know, here's all the things I accomplished, and here's what that did for the company, and here's what the research I show that my value is in the marketplace, I think it's a different ask. And, you know, it may not be that you get money. It may be that you get flex time, or you may get other things. And we talk about that, too, that there's other things that you can ask for, or if it's not right now, how to maybe ask for something in the future.
Can you speak to some of the gains that you've seen since people have been trained?
We've had one of our trainers herself get a 21% increase in salary right after she completed her free training. So that's very rewarding to hear that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A free salary negotiation workshop will take place Thursday at the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce. In the Mix brings you thoughtful stories about race and culture every month. And one last thing. Dr. Jim Farha died last week. An immigrant from Lebanon, he established Wichita Surgical Specialists in the 1960s with his brother George. That helped spur Wichita's development as a regional medical hub. Among his many philanthropic efforts was the Greater Wichita YMCA, which has two facilities named after him. Jim Farha left an indelible mark on the Wichita community. Thank you for joining us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here. The Range is produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.